I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Myocardic toxin, a bioengineered virus famed by the Black Clinics of Chiba, known for paralyzing the heart, destroying the humors that lie in balance in the body, and bringing a swift and vicious death to those who come in contact with it. This is a toxin familiar to the four of you dragon friends, as it is embedded in a sac in the back of your neck, which has slowly now for the last 12 hours begun to rupture. Already it feels like your senses are deadening already. It feels like a strange pain is beginning to envelop you, and yet, this close to the end, you cannot lose sight of your mission.
should we just describe what...
I'm being stared at by a very aggressive...
Just imagine it. It looks like Michael Hing is a 92-year-old man. Exactly.
Just imagine that.
Spot on.
That's all you need to imagine.
Can I ask...
We need to paint a visual picture. So Sam Campbell is dressed as Michael Hing. He's wearing one of Michael Hing's hoodie. It is unclear how Michael Hing's glasses. He's got one. He's got a mask with like a googly eye on it and another weird eye.
He's got a trunk.
And he's got an elephant's trunk on his forehead and long white hair.
So did you workshop this costume with Dave, or are these decisions?
I was not advised. I was not consulted.
It was generated with one of those aging machines.
So Sam, run us through.
Friezo, you stand in a beautiful library surrounded by people who would call you friends, but perhaps you would call work acquaintances. For a personality deficit that has haunted you since your early days, and yet now that deficit has come a cropper, for you find yourself staring into a body more soulless, more driven, more evil even than yourself. It is the voice of a 93-year-old nonagenarian. Imagine evil and put it in a spooky bag, and that's what it would be. It is, of course, Michael Hing. In one hand, a laser pistol. In the other hand, some kind of dead man's switch, and a foul and rancid smile on his rotting lips.
Greetings.
That's the voice. That's the voice you're gonna do? That's the voice?
All right. Uncanny.
Do we know? We don't know who that is, do we?
That's a good question.
It looks...
No, just this is just an evil old man.
Wait, but if...
All we knew was that...
But you, Friezo, feel a certain je ne sais quoi.
So in the lore of the show, didn't Michael Hing and Benny Davis go on some sort of murderous rampage?
They did, and Michael Hing was presumed dead when he was found near the disemboweled carcass of Benny Davis. But now some amateur conspiracy theorists believe that he evaded the cops by turning on Benny Davis, massacring him, hiding in his stomach.
Have you written me as a traitor?
Wait. How does Michael Hing fit in Benny Davis's stomach?
You have to stretch it real wide.
Wait, I thought the murder weapon was called Benny Davis.
No,
that's Beanie Davis.
No, the Beanie Davis gun is the beanbag shotgun I had.
We need a wiki, all right. But the point is, no, you've never met him before.
I am Michael Hing. And can I also shoot some sap at them from my proboscis?
Yeah, all right. No, roll for that. Yeah, you're right. Quickly make for me.
Why am I shooting?
No, but it's a 15-foot cone. It instantly hits you, Friezo, and you, Bobby. So you, Filch, and you, Bobby. So I need you guys to roll for me a dexterity saving throw, DC 18.
What does the sap do to us?
Failed.
Ooh,
that's a
very
one.
Failed.
That's a 20.
All right, Bobby jumps up into the top of a bookcase, but the rest of you are as the thick clodden sap from his glistening proboscis fires out. You find yourselves webbed, encased against the rotting bookcases that you now realize are in bad disrepair.
Can we still talk?
You can, but he has a moment. He has the floor.
That's right. I got you with some of my sap. And don't forget about it. That's right, my name is Michael Hing.
Who?
Michael Hing.
Who?
I've done some stuff for SBS.
Oh, no.
You guys remember the feed?
Still proud of it. 60 years later.
SBS. Did some stuff for Triple J 4 years ago, but not as much now. Can I shoot more sap?
This sap isn't functional. This is just taunting sap, but a bit more oozes out. Now you're out. You're out of sap.
Yeah. There's like a green sap, which is poisonous, and a purple, which is...
is decorative.
Sure. That's right. I built this satellite, and I've been controlling the biggest corporation.
You didn't build it, but you snuck on. You've infected it with your viruses. You are a genius computer hacker, and you have seized control of not just this satellite, but one of the 12 biggest mega corporations that run the corporate court. I'm of course talking about Voss Seido Group. For years, the reclusive Lord Seido has not been seen in public. This is because he has been frozen with myocardic toxin, imprisoned in this villa by Michael Hing,
and shot by Bobby Pancakes.
Yeah, and definitely, that's what the court case will say.
I know that, like, often the show goes off the rails from what you planned, Dave, but was there a point where where you planned for us to use Lord Seido to help us solve this riddle?
He would have helped. He was a prisoner of this.
What's that character? He had a lot of nuance, a great backstory.
Did he have a voice?
Well, can we give the audience a little peek? What was his voice, Carlo?
It's me, Mr. Seido.
Oh, that is good.
I've been hiding here with her team, you see?
Oh, that's good.
I've been trapped here in this prison of this settlement. Did you notice my triptych of a dog with human eyes and the cat with dog eyes?
You know what, guys,
there
I'm glad.
Third
I'm glad
curse,
I did this.
And that is a human with the eye of a cat and the eye of a dog.
But we cut back to the wretched world we find ourselves in.
What? I've been on... like a David Bowie-esque painting of a human with the eye of a cat and the eye of a dog.
It was very beautiful.
I've been on this satellite for many years. Many, many years. I've grown bored, but this satellite keeps me alive. I'm all plugged in.
And indeed he is. And you can see that there are filthy, scabby, pustule-y interfaces all over his neck, and there are cables, like sort of wispy, shitty dreads coming off the back of his... If you can imagine Michael Hing with shitty dreads.
Yeah, I can. It's weird.
Who could imagine such
totally
a thing?
Can.
No, not I.
It's weird that you guys would make a reference to 2005 like that, but that's fine.
He just had dreadlocks. We were at uni and he had dreadlocks, and anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, like wispy, shitty dreads that are cables, oily cables that are plugging him into a terminal that is in the side of the room.
Don't you see that these cables are the only thing that keep me alive? I'm sick of staying here on this satellite with this cadaver. I'm sick of this cadaver.
What?
I long to escape, but alas, I'm trapped. Kept alive by the satellite.
Well done.
But this satellite is about to explode.
Oh, that's up to me, sweet pancake.
Wait, what? What'd you call me?
My beautiful little pocket.
All right. Well, flattery will get you everywhere.
He gestures grandiosely in one hand with his terminal and slings the gun, and with the other hand pulls out a Cyberline 500 cyber deck, similar to the one that you have, Filge. And he says that he points out to you that with a flourish of his keyboard, he could save the satellite. His virus has infected the entire satellite. He could open the airlocks. He could even allow you and Johnny to escape.
That's right. I could save Johnny PlayStation. I could save you all. But someone would have to take my place on the satellite. Someone with a similar essence and makeup to me. Someone be have to be left behind while you take me with you on all new adventures.
Just a little bit of sap is dripping out of his proboscis.
Just a small sapling. What? This boy, Fresno. this kind young creature, are you willing to sacrifice him and I'll... Yep.
You want us to leave Friezo here and you, Michael Hing, will join us on our adventures as the dragon friends?
I think I'd be great. I'd be a great addition to the team.
Wait, but you said that...
Have you ever played with us before?
I got three words for you. SBS.
Suddenly an alarm begins to wail, for you can see that the subtle mechanisms that were causing the satellite to tear apart have now reached a critical stage. And as warning lights and klaxons blink a fiery red, a screen shows where an automated message informs that all members of Freeside should now calmly make their way to the arrivals lounge.
All members of Freeside should kindly make their way to your nearest escape pod. Why not pick up a brochure on your way and check out one of our many in-flight purchases. Purchases can be made with one of our staff where the automated booths in your escape pods. All members of Freeside should proceed immediately.
And as the voice continues, you can see now surveillance footage of the arrivals lounge where a rioting, panicked mob of the 1%, gilded, idiot dandies that they are, clamoring for the last elevator down the needle to safety. But even as they make it to the arrivals lounge, the doors rip open as a swarm of angry scavengers and wasteland wanderers appear. The tribe of the Million Kings, having claimed the Haystack Casino, having taken even the needle, are pouring through to do battle with the 1%, oblivious even of the doom that awaits them. And at their forefront, waving a red flag, I suppose.
Put it all on red!
Is Dobson Bugnut.
And by red, I mean the blood of the rich! Kill them all! In the name of Michael Hing, kill them all! And you see on his face, he has the tattoo that you remember from the Million Kings downstairs. A weird skull shape with glasses is tattooed on Bubson Dugnut's face.
But the Tribe of a Million Kings all worship Michael Hing.
So we had described that as a tattoo of a kind of skull-like face wearing goggles or something, but you now realize that it is a thin, angular face wearing black-rimmed glasses. Because the Tribe of the Million Kings and their sigil that you see for the first time...
us to take the manor, to the manor, Million Kings! And they all charge forward after me. Come on, boys, this'll be a bit of fun.
Wait, is that a mistranslation throughout time? Is that actually the Tribe of a Million Hings?
Oh, fuck.
And as they chant, Million Hings, Million Hings, Million Hings, the real Michael Hing expansively waves his dead man's switch that he holds in his hand.
But I put it down quickly to give them a thumbs up.
Oh, okay, you can address them on the tannoy if you want. You're controlling the system, so you can speak to them through the speakers.
My beautiful guys.
Yes, he speaks.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. What do you bid us do, almighty Hing?
Kill them all.
And they just start killing all the richies.
They start chopping up rich people.
Yep.
It's some real...
It's a real shit fight outside.
It's some real shit. Like, it's an Oliver Stone movie in here. It's like, it's a metaphor for something. Like...
It just reminds me also that Hing... that Friezo is dressed as a rich man.
Friezo's dressed as Uncle Pennybags from Monopoly.
Uncle Pennybags covered in blood.
Oh, boy.
And he picks up the dead man's switch again and points a finger at you.
So I need to take your place in this chair.
Yep.
And then I'll control Freeside.
Sure.
Freezo? What? My mind's being blown, Dave.
Hey, he'll control Friezo side.
Dave, has Baston managed to drag Johnny PlayStation to the top of the stairs yet?
Yes, very slowly, arduously, you can. And now the red lights have started to die. So the lights that were blinking angrily red, about 8 of the 10 of them are blinking out. And you can hear a voice coming through the speaker on the side of the cryo cell.
It's always nice to meet a fan.
Thank you.
Baston.
Oh my God, you know my name. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yes, Johnny?
I think this is it.
No, Johnny, you can't die. You're too beautiful.
I've got to.
No!
Wait. Johnny lives on empathy. He's an empath. We need to send him healing thoughts.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's
Are you thinking of Peter Pan?
And she just screams at the box, Band-Aids! Medicine!
Don't even worry.
Your fans love you. All your fans, Johnny, are thinking about you.
We love
you. Your body restoring. Your cells coming back to life.
That's all Johnny ever wanted. Well, look. It's been a real trip, dogs.
And at that point, the 9th of 10 lights blinks out, and there is only one red light left blinking on the side of his cryo cell.
Michael Higgins shoots out a huge wad of sap. I can save you. You can still have this gorgeous little Johnny PlayStation. Now make a choice. You take me on all the new adventures? Good time, Michael Higgins. Hey, it's me, Michael.
Me would never take such a monster as Michael Hing on any adventure in any of my lives.
Okay, well...
How dare you even suggest it?
Bobby says, now, wait a minute. If you squint real hard, who's going to be able to tell the difference?
This guy seems pretty cool. Like, he's probably... Like, this Michael Hing fella seems... Like, he's a cool, confident guy.
This guy's talking my language, yeah?
He seems like he's the kind of guy who's like, I don't know, probably, he does things that are commercially successful, but he also does things that have artistic merit. You know, he's just like that kind of guy who's like a broad appeal across mediums, I guess, and he's available to host things.
All right, Dragon Huddle. I thought
I... Can I be in on the huddle?
All right, Michael Hing.
Feels good to huddle again.
Look, I thought I would never meet a monster as bad as Friezo, but Michael Hing seems like literally the worst person. Look at that weird thing on his head. He's got a proboscis.
I should never have asked to join this huddle.
Yeah, sorry. This was inconsiderate.
Yeah, I'm
for
sorry.
For me to be so... Could you go?
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue.
Apologies.
The worst. Just the worst person.
Even though I'm not in the huddle, I can still hear a lot of the stuff that's being said in the huddle.
But it comes down to it, though, Friezo, to save us, you have to stay here. I can't see any other way out. To save Johnny, to save us, to stop the poison being released in our bodies, the only way...
And that poison you can start to feel. There is now suddenly a metal taste that all of you are starting to feel in your mouths, which is strange and really concerning as the red lights that were blinking in the back of your necks, which have been blinking for a while now, continue to blink in triple time.
There is another way. Johnny? Maybe.
Wait.
Johnny, tell us what it is, Johnny.
Why don't we call Mr. Sauer? Maybe you have an idea.
You do have a phone.
Call him on the B.
All right. Bobby takes it out of his pocket and flips it open.
Are you just going to allow this, Michael Hing, the man with the gun in the room?
Let's see how it plays out.
And I just match the buttons with my fist until the last number that it calls.
The last button you press is redial.
Right. And I solemnly say... Hello, bees.
Dobry vecher. It is me, Mr. Sauer.
Oh, it's a real Russian accent. For the first time.
I've brushed up on my country's heritage. And I think it really, I feel for the first time, if I can share this with you, I feel complete.
Bobby goes to like the far corner of the room and sort of turns his back to everyone else to sort of crowd out.
Very anticlimactic.
Like, sorry, just a moment. So, Mr. Sauer, we're in a kind of a predicament here. Freeside is going down. I don't know if you're getting this on the news, but Michael Hing has taken things over. You're not going to get your package.
But where is my ship? It should have already arrived.
It's been it's stuck in time treacle.
Of course, time treacle. In the north, we call that Mjoldem Klecklek.
Well, that's as maybe. But if there's anything you can do to help us out of this situation, we're fast running out of options.
If only we had a direct link to Julian Fairbanks, who designed this station.
We do.
What?
Me was listening into the conversation. Hello.
Yeah. If it isn't Phil.
I'm here too.
Hey, Bastard.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Sauer.
You can put Mr. Sauer on speakerphone, but that means Michael Hing's part of the conversation too.
We're all crap.
Let me in there.
Party line.
Who's that speaking in the background?
Hey, Michael Hing, how are you?
Hey, Milome, Michael Hing, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Don't talk to him. Listen.
Do you want to be on a podcast?
I think Freezer's going to do it.
You're going to do what?
I think Freezer's going to take... I think Freezer has to take the seat. Because Sauer's going to betray us.
Freezer. But we're all facing a greater evil than anything we're fighting to up until this point, so Michael Hing.
So Freezer, what are you going to do?
I think Freezer goes up to the old man and he like...
Say his name.
This is
say
fucked.
It so it's real.
This is so fucked, you guys.
Say it and describe him.
Freezer approaches... Freezer approaches the gnarled, decrepit, rotting 93-year-old Michael Hing. And says to him, okay, if you swear to me that you'll save my friends, I'll take your place here I need you to show me that you're serious. I need to know that you're not going to betray me. So you need to you need to let them off first, and then I'll take the place.
What about at the same time, or let them off just a little bit after?
Am I that neurotic? Am I that neurotic? Is that okay? Okay. Yeah, at the same time.
Same, a little bit after, I think.
No, we said...
Chuck you in, take there off. Deal.
We'll do half. We'll do half and you let two of them go. And then we'll do the other half of the cords into the neck. And then...
Can I go back to... I was making a soup. And Hello?
And then the line goes dead.
Oh, we were meant to ask him about our neck sacks. That's...
What are you going to do?
Listen here, you little shit. You're so shit. You're no good, Freezer. You strap in there. Get in there right now.
And he pulls...
I'm not making any promises with you. I'm Michael Hing.
And he pulls...
I'm Michael Hing. I am Michael Hing. You don't fucking tell me what to do. I'm Michael Hing. Do you respect me? Yes, you do. I'm Michael Hing! Shut up!
And he pulls a filthy knot of electrodes out of his neck with a wet popping sound.
Ugh.
He proffers them.
Oh, fuck.
And he holds them up to you, Rizzo. in your face. They are held up towards you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Does Frieza have a socket?
These are electrodes, so that you just need to stick them to the skin. Contact derms.
I'm shaking them.
Nah, fuck it.
Shaking them.
Fuck it, let's kill this motherfucker. You had your chance to make a deal, old man. I'm gonna fucking hit him with the hammer. Ah. This is fucked, Dave. I don't know what I'm doing, man.
All right,
I'm gonna hit an old man with an electric hammer.
You're going to offer a deal to an old man, and when he agrees to your deal...
No, he said no deal.
I said no deal. This is indicative of my behavior.
Okay, armor.
All right, you get a bonus attack.
I don't know what that one was, but this one is a...
That was a 5.
That one was an 18.
Oh, because he doesn't have his glasses on.
I can't read the dice.
He's wearing
All right, I will allow the first dice you could see.
I'll be your eyes.
You hit him with your mega hammer, and it deals 7 points of damage as he reels back and he screams at you, traitor, cheater, like... That's the general gist.
What? No. Why don't things ever work out?
And he pulls his gun and he fires at you, Friezo.
Field jumps in front.
It's an 8.
8. 8 is a...
It's an 8.
How many hit points?
So you're making a dodge check. You're going to give up your go. An 8 would have actually hit because he has a surprisingly high dexterity, but you're going to give up your go for a dexterity, so you have one chance for a dodge reaction.
Me?
So you, yep, this is done with advantage because Phil is helping.
That was a 5.
That would have missed.
And that is a 2. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Has this all been in vain? Phil. Did I kill myself only for the character who killed myself to also die?
You take 4 points of damage.
Friezo does.
Yeah.
Can I ask, do death checks reset? Because...
They do reset. They do
good.
Reset.
Oh, boy.
So there is a moment where you suddenly grab your chest. You're not wearing a suit right now. You're dressed in a fancy dress costume. There is a bullet lodged in your chest, and for not the first time, you feel so tired. You just want to close your eyes. This has been so long without rest, so long without a connection to the magic that has sustained you, the reason for your living as
what the fuck am I spell? Oh.
A mocking, filthy figure stands above you and now descends, a claw filled with derms in his hand as he gets ready to plug you into his system.
Bobby dashes to Friezo, places the gun he has in his hand, wraps his hand over Friezo's, and pulls the trigger at Michael Hing.
You still have an action, so all right, I will allow that. This is initiative order is coming undone, but sure, go for it. And 3.
Baston, with his other hand, takes Friezo's hand and fires at Michael Hing.
I'm going to allow it.
17!
You fire, and Michael Hing takes... I rolled a 1, I'm sorry. 5 points of damage as Michael Hing flies back. He's an old, decrepit man, and he is now mortally injured, but he is still alive. And in fact, he can't fall quite because the trodes in the back of his neck hold him upright as he staggers in pain, sparks flying in a rage. He points a gnarled finger at Friezo and says, "We had a deal."
We had a deal? Did we have it? We had a deal! Don't back down, Friezo! You beautiful, ugly little... I'm gonna get you!
And Friezo, make a death check for me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he didn't get any hit points?
You didn't kill him.
No,
you
didn't kill him.
Yeah, you'll need to kill someone for me.
I fixed the dice tower.
Oh, did you? That's a 13, Dave.
All right, you're fine for now.
Fuck!
And now it is your turn.
Oh, sweet.
Michael Hing gets to do whatever Michael Hing wants to do, like always.
I might throw...
Yep, so what, you've got the gun in one hand and you've got the dead man's switch in the other.
I'll throw the gun.
You throw the gun.
Who are you going to throw the gun at?
Well, I can't...
Who do you throw the...
The Batty Pancakes.
The Batty Pancakes. All right, make sure. All right, okay. Just make a dexterity. Make an attack. Yeah, I know, tungsten. That's a 4. You miss.
But I have 6 dexterity. Can I roll the
catch? As a reaction. You can use your reaction to try and catch it.
7.
No. All right.
7 plus 6.
No.
You do not catch the gun.
So the gun goes wild, and the next one up is Filch.
Filch is going to fight him in the Matrix. Is that good?
It's I. All right. So.
Okay. Get your deck out, Michael Hing.
Unslinging your cyber deck. Filch dives into the Matrix and suddenly sees 2 figures with her. One of them, the ghostly figure of Julian Fairbanks, and the other one, the even more ghostly figure of a mortally wounded Cyril Night Vale, who are standing there in this strange, ethereal place.
Well, 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 if it isn't my good friend Filch. It's me, Julian Fairbanks.
I know. Fairbanks. There are greater evil out there than even you could ever imagine.
I know true evil. Because there is no cure to the virus I put inside you, Filch.
Inside?
No, that was Mr. Sour.
There is no cure to the virus that Mr. Sour put inside you.
Side note, me never actually got the virus because me wasn't there when they all got the virus. Only Bobby and Baston have the virus.
Cyril just says, hey, girl.
Hey, girl, and we fist bump.
Yep.
Is Michael Hing in the Matrix? I want to find him in the Matrix.
He's in the real world, but now suddenly you can sort of see the world from the position of the Matrix, the security cameras. You can see now the arrivals lounge where there are many scavengers wearing the bodies and skulls of the rich as their heads, and you can see already Dobson Bugnut and his most elite warriors now ascending the steps to the Villa Saito, ready to take the space, and we'll be here in a matter of seconds.
Can I unplug Michael Hing's trodes from the Matrix?
He is embedded. It is clear that for years he has wormed his way into this system, and it will be very hard, but you can try.
I say, show yourself, Michael Hing!
Michael Hing exists in 2 places, the real world and the world of the Matrix, so a... Michael Hing can choose whatever form he wants in the Matrix. So does he appear?
Really, really, really big toad.
giant toad blinks into existence.
This toad is covered in sap.
Okay, a very sappy toad.
Your sap don't scare me, Michael Hing. Michael Hing! Me have something more powerful than all your viruses and all your electrodes and all your sap in the whole universe. Me have friends. You never have had friends like me, Michael Hing! Me have Bobby Pancakes, the sneaky little halfling. Me have Baston, the most handsome man in the world, and me have Friezo. Sure, he's complex. Sure, he loves to murder, but he will never, ever be like you. And you know what else me have? Me have empathy. And it's blasting out of my face. Me have all the love of friendship in the world, because you know what, Michael Hing?
This.
A friend is a girlfriend.
Make Charisma check, DC 13. You have advantage because that was something else. Two dice, highest roll. You need to beat 13. Your charisma.
Ooh, I dropped one.
You rolled a 10 and a 15. That'll do it. Michael Hing, hideous creature that he is. Upset troglodyte. Gnome with no friends. Strange goblin no one could ever love. Saptoad feels inside him a glimmering of uncertainty that maybe his 93 years are for naught, that maybe he should have done something with his life, that maybe he should have been nice to his friends who were nice enough to let him into their Dungeons and Dragons show. And in that moment of uncertainty, his electrodes blink out and something strange happens, because in this sixth age, as magic and technology intertwine, this gathering of the spirits, two emotional cores so identical to each other, so close in proximity, creates a kind of rift that tears apart two different realities, merging them together as one, if just for a second. And you, Friezo, suddenly feel a strange power. You feel the beating of Chultun drums, a savage jungle heat, and you suddenly feel magical power that has been distant to you for so long coming back into your body. Oh, with boy. New spells you never knew. A spell to fly, a spell to make you invisible, a spell to even control fire and fling it forward in balls of pain and agony. And for a moment, you know what you must do.
Do I have to cast Fireball at myself, Dave?
Hey, man, I'm not telling you to do nothing.
Have you orchestrated this, Dave? So I have to cast Fireball at myself? Because you can't mess with a Fireball. It's just 8d6 damage, Dave. That's gonna kill an old man, Dave. Yeah. One, two, three.
It will also hit all your friends.
Five, six, seven, eight.
What are you gonna do?
I can't. I have to kill everybody? I don't know, Dave.
You have all your magic spells.
That's not an AoE damage dealer, of course!
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Is that what's... Yeah, for the fucking emails we're going to get, Dave. In the moment of this lore, has the merging of the Chultun world and this world given Friezo temporary hit points?
Obviously.
It's just the crowd were yelling
things.
Just one hit point. You have one hit point.
One hit point.
It's brought you back to life, even though you were dying.
Okay.
Pay attention, Hing.
Because you were at minus one hit point, and your pride died, and I guess that's two hit points.
Fuck. Okay, that's a more savage burn than Saptoad. All right, Dave. Friezo casts Witch Bolt at Michael Hing. Woo!
You miss!
That's a four.
That was a four. And now, having tried to kill yourself and failed, the next one up is Bobby Pancakes.
I still have my hand on Friezo's hand with a gun in it.
You and Baston do.
Oh, yeah. We're all still hanging on to each other.
And all of us raise our hands together, aim it at Michael Hing, and I put pressure on Friezo's hand and pull the trigger.
Make a dexterity. No, this is actually, no, sorry, stop. Hing, with advantage, make this attack because you're awake again.
Why am I doing this? Oh, because it's my hand,
it's
right?
It's your hand.
Your friends are helping you. Thanks, Michael. All
right. That's a 19! Okay, that's an eight. All right, 15 15 points of damage is enough to kill a nonagenarian, and Michael Hing flies backwards in pain. But as he croaks, he still has a chance to issue his last words.
I'm not sorry. Fuck you, sweetheart.
And he lets go of the dead man's switch. And as he does, the alarms scream in pain as the doors burst open and scavengers from the tribe of a million Hings burst forward because a alarm starts to count down. 30 seconds until the destruction of Freeside.
30 seconds until the destruction of Freeside.
As Michael Hing's last gambit is laid true, and you now realize that there is not enough time to make it back to the airlock, and you are doomed to die here with the gilded elite that called this place home.
20 seconds remain.
Suicide pact? Suicide pact? No, I'm sensing. No, don't forget I said anything.
Wait! There is still a chance.
And you hear a voice coming from the crackly tannoy of your cryo cell with one light blinking.
Plug me into the station.
Play station, of course. Baston plugs him in.
All right, as you plug the device into this station, as I said, there are scavengers all around you, but you grab a filthy hand of Trodes and you plug them in, and there is a moment when the lights on the side of the cryocell blink, and disappear as the last life diode on the side of this cryocell blinks. Good. So Johnny PlayStation has died.
Johnny!
Before it flashes blue, as the spirit of Johnny PlayStation seems to rush out of the cryo cell and down the electrodes that Michael Hing over 30 years had painstakingly used to take control of this entire PlayStation. Johnny has control of Freeside. His body is dead, but his spirit lives on.
Wow, I thought I died, but turns out I didn't, I guess, or whatever, I don't know. Actually, I feel really good. And feeling good is like my favorite thing to do.
And as a beacon of power erupts, you realize that the PlayStation virus has taken hold of Freeside, and you race towards the airlock and the salvation it represents.
I thought I was dead, but now I'm something more. I'm a kind of god that you've never seen before. Yeah, I'm zeros, I'm ones, I'm tons of fun. I live in a computer, a speaker is my tongue. I used to have an earthly form, but now I do not. My ash is little and my flames are hot. I'm rising, surprising everyone around now. Johnny is the silver lining on the cloud. I'm dead, and I never felt better. Shell. I'm a big happy crab. I thought I knew joy, but it turns out I was wrong. I'm a beautiful phoenix with a fiery swan song. The web is mine to surf, and the waves are sick. Tim's got a million thoughts a second, and they're all pissed rules. I'm nibbling on megabytes, yeah, I'm hitting send. Now all known information is my girlfriend.
Girlfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend.
System in Freeside comes under control. You are able to race your way to the airlocks. Boss Saito is in control. Mr. Sour's Men's cannot stop you as you take your leave of the station. Just before you leave, a beautiful pulse of energy flies out, crimson, iridescent, and powerful as the scales and blinking lights on the backs of your necks fall away like so much detritus. And that beam of light carries you to a new world. Johnny PlayStation is dead, but he lives. lives forever. His apotheosis is complete. The phoenix is reborn. And as this sixth age is left behind you, who knows where the dragon friends will emerge next to find out what space and time can collect this motley crew, to find out if Hing can live with himself after the murder of Frieza, or is it the other way? I forget. To find out what comes next, please tune in to the next season of Dragon Friends! Thank you! Can I have a huge round of applause for Simon Greiner, Aidan Lacey, Sam Campbell, Carla Ritchie, Alex Lee, Michael Hing. They're not here, but let's hear it for Ben Jenkins and Benny Davis. And DJ Tom Loud.
Give it up for Dungeon Dave Harmon!
How do you feel?
I don't know, man. This is fucked.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.